Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everyone. Glad to have you guys with us. We've got a jam-packed show today, and we're going to be talking about, I think, Don, it's called a top topic amongst everyone that's a fisherman that has a boat.
Oh, yes.
Big time, for sure. We've got Chris Meyer joining us from Simrad and Lowrance. We're going to be talking about, and this is hot off the presses, brand new stuff they have coming in, some reintroductions of, I'm telling you what, it's going to be great. It's really cool models coming. You're going to love it. A lot of insight, too. It's going to be fun. So, speaking of which, we're going to be right back right after this.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Good to see you, Don.
Yeah, it's good to be seen.
Ava?
It's good to be seen as well. You guys wouldn't be here without me. I love pointing that out.
Yes. We would be here. But there would be
nothing to listen to.
No. Null and void.
Yeah, Don and I could just hang out, but it wouldn't do us really, you know.
We've done that in other locations.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, we could go have some wings and hang out, but we can't record much.
It's just, you know, I'm the most important person in the room.
You are.
Wow.
Just saying.
Just ask her.
We all knew that.
Glad to be here, gentlemen.
Yes. It's always good to have you as well. Good to have you guys out there listening. We appreciate all the people that are listening, and it's always funny, Don, when you go someplace and, you know, your voice sounds familiar. What do you mean? Well, don't I know you from someplace? And you say, well, I do a radio show. That's it. You do a radio show.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. I have a face for radio, and apparently people recognize that fact, which is a good thing.
I have a few people that have mistaken me for you. I make sure I clear that up in a hurry.
Yeah, they get you switched around.
That happens. That's scary. That when you think about it, that really truly is scary.
It's unfortunate for you. Sorry about that.
It's all good. Well, you know, leading into the show today, you know, we're talking a little bit later. We're going to be talking with Chris Meyer from Simrad and Lowrance Companies about the latest and greatest technology. What he is going to be bringing to us is going to be the latest releases. Now, the latest releases, and I'm talking 2 days ago or 3 days ago, depending on how you want to calculate it. And these are really cool. It's going to be great for looking if you're looking at doing some upgrades. Maybe you've got an older graph you want to upgrade, but it's affordable. You can get some. I won't get into the detail. I won't blow it.
Don't spoil it.
There's pretty amazing things. But really, the point that comes into this is, what does this all get mounted on? It gets mounted on the platform is a boat, and right now it is a buyer's market. For a number of years, it was the seller's market. You can't get it. We've got two coming. You better put your money on it or it's gone. So really the key piece for me is when you're going out, you're looking at a boat, the Minneapolis Sportsman Show's coming, there are sportsman shows going on all over. It's kind of the big wrap up to the year. And there's a lot of boats that are going to be going on the market now, the used boat market.
You look at that as a wrap up? I look at it as a beginning.
No, when you look at the boat buying scenario, it's really looking at it from a perspective of, okay, you've got January 1, the new boat product, you've got some releases that happened in, let's say, July, August last year. Some little pieces and parts are out there about that. But when the real debut happens, the debuts across the United States, it happens in January here. Happens in New York. It's one of the first boat shows. So those are the kickoffs to the boat buying, the new boat buying. And really, the wrap-up is going to be that April 1st time frame when it's coming to a close as far as the shows, the deals that will come from dealerships, that will come from retailers that have sales that are looking at moving some product. Maybe they have your old product. Maybe they have something that they want to get rid of. That's the time to go and look and say, you know what, maybe we can find a deal, whether it's on a graph or whatever it might be. That's going to be the key piece of the puzzle, and you really want to focus and go look at those pieces and parts. Getting an idea, you know, if you're looking for an 18-foot glass versus fiber, glass versus aluminum, you know, you've got great options out there. I know in the bass applications or that type, there's some tremendous aluminum boats out there that are beyond incredible. I mean, obviously, I know I run Avexis, but Avexis has some cool boats that you can run a 115 on. The thing will go 50 miles an hour. You can get great options there. You can go multi-species. You can go fiberglass or glass and get amazing riding boats. And don't be deceived by the fact, and this is an important thing to look, don't be deceived by the fact that fiberglass and aluminum, if you look head-to-head, same-same, you're going to find that they're priced very close to one another. Instead of the old myth, oh, a fiberglass boat is going to be off the charts expensive, and the durability you're going to find in a glass boat is not what you thought, you know, meaning, well, I better have aluminum because there's rocks everywhere. If you damage and bend, and in this case, you're running through heavy-duty, you know, rocks, if you bend an aluminum hull, you'll never get it back to where it was. You can't bend it back. If you have a fiberglass boat and you scratch it or ding it or whatever you do, you can easily fix the gel coat so it looks brand new. So there's a lot of options that come out there. The other thing to be aware of too, when you're looking at getting a boat, you may or may not want it packaged with electronics. Your best bet is to say, look, I want to order it with this, this, and this. Don't be forced to take electronics that you don't need or you don't want and maybe customize that on your own, because there's people that do rigging for that. You don't have to bring it to necessarily a retailer, but take the time to select what you want and understand that you should have a bow mount graph. Utilize that front of that boat to your advantage and really focus on it, whether it's the active target that we'll be talking about as far as the forward-looking sonar, whatever it might be. But really take the time when you're looking at a boat, understand what you really want to own, what's the length you want to fit, either in the garage or otherwise, and take the time to research it. Don't let somebody, hey, you're going to miss this deal. It's a buyer's market. If you don't get one at that show, there may be others. But again, keep in mind, if there's a deal out there to be had, it's going to be coming up at these late season shows. So let the buyer be aware. But also, you guys, this is the year. Go get something you want. You're going to be at the right price. So take the time for that. Tell you what, we're going to be right back. We're going to be talking with Chris Meyer from Simrad & Lowrance. You are not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. And as always, we certainly appreciate you guys listening and being attentive and really paying attention to us, Don.
Of course. Are you going to ask?
We're just waiting.
So,
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
Please go there.
He's trying to stump me on this.
And Facebook, too, please.
And Facebook.
Wow. You guys are jumping on top of this deal. I didn't have to say anything.
Nope.
I love it. Fantastic. Well, a lot of places to check us out. On The Valley Outdoors, we've got the interactive website that you can click anywhere in the United States if you're looking to travel and get the latest and greatest that's going on with that particular Department of Natural Resources type scenario. So click on it, find out what you're looking for, and if you're looking for license prices, if you're looking for whatever it might be, seasonal pieces and parts, turkey hunting, all those things. Check that out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. And latest and greatest in the shows, what are coming up, we'll have that highlighted as well on Facebook. So cool. Check that out. Love it. And speaking of check it out, good friend, longtime friend of mine and been in the industry forever, the one of the gurus, I'd like to call it, of the electronics world. Chris and I have sat through many meetings together, I believe, and in development of different products with different companies. And it's a joy to have you on, Chris. I got to be honest with you, trying to get it the last couple of weeks. You've been a little bit busy, as the saying goes. Chris Meyer from Simrad Lowrance, good to have you with us, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a crazy time of year with all the shows going on, you know, kind of starting for me at Minneapolis through Miami through the Northwest Sports Show, which is going on here in the Minneapolis. So
yeah,
a lot of fun going on.
A lot of things going on. Of course, you've got a lot of things to talk about and people that you deal with on a regular basis. Obviously, this last week, there was quite a few announcements that were made. You guys have some cool products that have just come up and kind of hit the market, as they say, or hit the web channels, and everybody's going to be talking about it, the pieces and parts. And you guys are really looking at some key markets that maybe people are looking at upgrading their electronics. They'd like to have something a little better, and you've got some names that have come back into the fold after having been out for a number of years. So fill us in. What's hot, what's not, what's new, and as the other saying goes, what's blue?
Yeah, it's everything, you know. It's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of changes, which is good. We, you know, started a teaser campaign here not long ago for a new product from Lowrance, you know, the online chatter. It's, you know, it's going to be all the expensive stuff that not the average person can afford, which is completely the opposite. We are bringing back kind of the Eagle name as a product name instead of a brand name, which that brand kind of died off about 10 years ago when Navico was formed, when they merged a bunch of brands. So they're bringing the Eagle name back in a product, price point product. You know, it's a standalone entry product with really nice 2D sonar, you know, a substantial upgrade in down inside imaging over the hook reveal products that we've had the last several years. So, you know, kind of simplifying the SKU set as well, just to make it easier for consumers when they're out, you know, looking at purchasing a product. So, you know, a 4, a 5, a 7, and a 9-inch screen, you know, from $120 to that $700 price point, for a 9-inch screen with side imaging, down imaging, and 2D sonar, as well as built-in cartography. So you don't necessarily need to buy a chart card. And it pretty much covers the whole United States with that base map as well. So,
okay, so let's back up a second, because you listed a lot of things that I think a lot of people may be confused with. So if you look at a 9-inch screen, Don, you know, that's a that's a good size screen.
Yep.
It's my recommendation that I'd say, okay, if you're gonna put a screen on your boat, you want to have something you could split the screen, have GPS, and you've got basically sonar at the same time, or quadrant the screen itself, so you can have your downside GPS, everything in one screen. Fantastic. Same thing up front. So you could have two upgrades. You could have the same one on the bow and utilize maybe different, you know, you utilize it differently than you would have at the dash. And but normally a 9-inch screen is not $700 and some dollars. That's pretty crazy.
$699 for a 9-inch screen. You can get into, you know, the more expensive 9-inch displays. I mean, 9's kind of almost the new standard, right? I remember, you know, years back when the 5-inch was kind of the standard, and it jumped to 7 and then to 9 relatively quickly. You know, so, but you can get up into, you know, our next level which is essentially like the Elite FS, which is a 9-inch touchscreen, you know, same high quality 2D sonar, down and side scan options, as well as the ability to, you know, add live sonar to it, you know, your forward facing sonar with our Active Target 2 products.
But that's a big thing. Yeah, the big thing there is everybody's in a, you know, been talking about it. You and I talked about it before the show, and you know, Active Target is a big deal. The difficult part has always come in. Number one, you brought it up, the cartography. So if you're not familiar with cartography, the detail level on you usually have a separate chip that would be inserted into the unit, and that will upload or read off of that particular card. It'll read the mapping for that particular lake that you're on with a hydrographic line. So it'll tell you how deep it is and where the contours are and everything, where the rock piles and things like that are. And to have it preloaded is awesome. I mean, that's fantastic.
You don't have to figure out what you want, right? Like, there's so many options out there. And even with our products, right, we work with more cartography than anyone out there. You know, we have a toolkit that allows third party chart builders to actually build cards that'll work on our displays that are really, you know, kind of that custom display on our display from a mapping standpoint. So like you go to Devil's Lake, right? Bruce Sampson, you know, yep. Dr. Sonar makes a great chart card for Devil's Lake. And, you know, up in Canada, there's some mapping guys up there, Angler's Edge, I believe is what their name is. Or you go to Florida and there's, you know, 9 different chart builders down there that will build cards that can work on the product, which can all be confusing to a consumer, right? So building it into the display, not having to remember to buy one or spend the extra $100, $150, $200 for a you know, a map card or a chart card, it's a pretty nice value add into all of our products.
Well, not only that, one of the big issues I find when I'm talking to customers that they've have a new boat set up and you try to go through the whole thing with them, it's how am I, okay, I plug the chip in, how am I supposed to read the chip and how do I get there? If you have it preloaded, the simplicity is key. And anything that comes to electronics, the simpler you can get it, but still give the customers the maximum reward, meaning you turn the unit on, if you want to go to a map, you get the data, you get it, you can see it right off the bat, number one. Number two, the sonar. When the sonar shows up, it matches up. Okay, I see, now it's this depth. It gives people that are not experienced electronics wizards a really good, easy startup position and the ability to learn from that point. And that's one of the biggest issues. I think you've seen it before a lot, Chris. Electronics can be extremely difficult, but I think the move you guys have made in that direction to make it simpler for that less experienced electronics user to make it more friendly to utilize it has been amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch, you know, look at the demographics that you know, purchase our products or competitors' products or any of that stuff that's on the market, you know, and trying to make it simple, not have to change settings, not have to adjust your picture to make it look nice and pretty. We've spent months and months and months and months, you know, fine-tuning the software algorithms and sonar and everything, even our radar, just to make it, you know, what do I need to do to use your product? Just turn it on, leave it alone, because it is smarter than you are. It will run better than you. Now, that being said, you can change stuff and get a little better picture, but, you know, you don't have to. You know, it's the guys that like to tinker, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They usually do that. So,
no,
you know,
question.
But like my dad, turn it on, he lets it go. And, you know, he has numerous people fish with him throughout the summer up at their seasonal place up at Cass Lake. And, you know, they're like, wow, you don't have to do anything.
So, and that's a big key. Know, kind of, it really is, you know. So simplicity is key. Let's move on to the next piece of the puzzle that you guys have come up with a couple of years ago. It's refined. It's out there. It's working. It's the bow mount. And that's a whole leap in technology in and of itself. Give us a little refresher on what you guys did there.
Yeah, the Ghost trolling motor has been a really nice motor. It came to market, several years ago, and brushless, a lot of really innovative features from a trolling motor standpoint with interchangeable nose cones. So a sonar, you hit a rock or something and you crack an element, you can replace the stuff yourself without having to go to a service center. The battery life, you can fish for, 3 days pretty hard without having to charge your batteries if you want. So if you're going somewhere for a weekend and you don't necessarily have a power, power at the campsite or power wherever you're staying at, you really don't have to worry about it because you can get, three good days of fishing out of a battery charge. Being a 24 and 36 in the same trolling motor, some guys are worried about weight in their boat. The 24 volt configuration, you don't need the extra battery. You get a little less thrust out of it, but most 20 foot boats, you can run a 24 volt system and you're completely fine with that. But, put 36 configuration in, you get longer runtime out of it. You get more thrust out of it. But it's a great motor. The 60-inch the 60-inch shaft version will come with a remote. It's all fly by wire essentially. There's no cables in it, but it acts and controls like a cable steer with the foot feet that is there. Programmable buttons on it. So if you want to, add waypoints or put your power poles up and down or have the pedal do different functions, you can program those buttons to do some control as well, other than just on the trolling motor. So it's a great unit. I've had one on my Pro Guide for 4 years now, 5 years already. And going strong, and it's amazing the power and torque that motor has. So
what, Chris, what thrust does it come in?
So we really don't call out the thrust. So there's we could get into a lot of details on how people measure thrust and if it's actually true or not. But the equivalent would be like 90 pounds, 95 pounds on the 24 volt and roughly 120, 125 pounds of thrust in a 36 volt. But the thrust is very, subjective when you actually put it to actual tests. So
sure.
Not everyone's 80 pound thrust is a true 80 pound thrust. So,
yeah, I'd have to imagine conditions would play a big factor in that as well.
Well, and I think the big thing too there is when you look at the thrust on, it is duration as well. You've got battery power. How effectively does it actually use that battery power? And that's where the brushless comes into play. It's quiet, but the utilization of that power source is much better than we've ever experienced with anything as far as that goes. So pretty significant when it comes down to that.
It is, and you don't have the sonar interference like you do with a brush motor. If your grounding strap, it gets, some corrosion in it, with a, I don't want to say heat thaw cycle, but hot cool cycle during the summer, and you get moisture inside, in some of those units, you can start to get some of that, noise from the brush picked up on the sonar, and then you've got a cluttered sonar screen every time you turn the power on.
Never so experienced
brushless,
that at all.
Don't get that. So
never seen it at all. So Chris, let's jump quick.
Before.
We're gonna have to jump to active target. We want to jump on that quick beep. We got 2 minutes left. Let's jump on that quick. Give us a rundown on active target. I know there's a lot of forward facing sonars out there. Give us a 2 minute elevator pitch.
Active target is awesome. I mean it's I mean, when you fish with it, like I use it a lot ice fishing. You know, it's, I would never have anything else to ice fish with. You can see every hole in the house. You don't have to have, you know, bring 9 batteries and 9 units and chargers and everything for everyone to fish. You just really need one display. In the summer, you know, I mean, if you're a tournament guy and you don't have it, congratulations for being a contributor. I mean, every tournament, it seems like, in the entire country is being won off this, because you fish for 5 bites, right? That you want the right fish and you can chase them down and find them. I troll a lot in the summer. I go out to Lake Erie, I go salmon fishing. So I don't use it a lot in those applications, but when I take my kids out pan fishing, it's really nice to keep them occupied. They have figured out that if they move the transducer and they see the fish, they can cast over to them and catch them. And if, you know, my kids are catching fish, they're happy and we don't have to do anything. You know, they're
simplicity.
They're content, they don't want snacks. You know, it's great.
Simplicity at its finest. And I think you are going to be down at the Minneapolis Boat Show. Minneapolis Sportsman Show. Am I correct? That's coming up.
Yep. Northwest Sports Show. I'll be in and around the booth. I usually visit a lot of my customers, but we have a stellar pro staff, and
somebody will be there to answer questions for you, be able to help you out and get you through it. So stop over, see Chris Meyer. Thanks, Chris, for the absolute awesome introduction to some of the newest products you guys have, latest, greatest. Check it out on Lowrance.com and on our website as well. Chris, thank you. We are out. Thank you guys for Ava, Don, myself. We are the Valley Outdoors, and we will see you guys next week.